If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Dr. Nosleep.
I will now be posting new episodes every weekday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to follow the podcast to get notified when new episodes are released. Thank you all for tuning in. And now time for the story. I need to find her. Where is she? Damn it, where is she? I loved her. But did I? Fuck yes, I loved her. But why am I doing this? Because I want to. Because I need to. One link was provided. All I need to do is type it in. Damn it, I can't do it. She is making me do this. I was happy all by myself until I met her. She loved me, and I loved her. But my desire, my itch to do these things, it's not my fault. Is it too late to back out now? I already put the deposit down. There's no going back. That's what they said. I wanted this. I thirst for this. Just one more. One more time, and I will be done. I will go back to living a normal life. But what will I tell my kids? Her kids? No. Stop with that thinking. I must do this. This will be the last time, I promise. The website is already pasted in my Tor browser. I hovered my finger over the Enter key, hesitating, contemplating. I don't have to do this. I can just power down my computer, and this will be the end of it. But they will kill her anyways. Better me than them. Damn it, what now? The chat. The stupid chat. What is the matter, Kyle? You are a valued customer of ours, but you know the rules. Even for you, we can't make any exceptions. Time is running out, and I cannot extend it. We have a few more options available this time that are sure to excite you. Please click on your unique link, and we can get started. Options. I like options. I wonder what kind of options he is talking about. The past few kills have been rather boring, driving me away from the website. What's the point of killing when you can't be creative about it? I typed back. What options are you talking about? Click the website and we will get started. We can't disclose that information until you are in the secure server. The wonder, the anticipation, the adrenaline. It was all too much for me to handle. I needed to find out what these options were. Maybe my horizon will be broadened, possibilities expanded. With a click of a button, I was committed. Like a rocket ship firing on all boosters, there was no going back now. I would live out my fantasy. Whatever consequences that may come of this, I will deal with later. The feeling is overtaking my body. You can still stop it, Kyle. What are your kids going to think? One day someone is going to find out. No. No, they won't find out. I'm careful. I cover my tracks. I need to do this. I crave to do this. The website looks quite different than before. Updates? Changes maybe? This is all exciting stuff. Options. That's right. Maybe this all has to do with more options. I can't wait. The excitement is overwhelming. Where is the video player? No video player? That is like an artist that doesn't have their canvas to paint on. A virtuoso without their piano. I type in the chat. What the hell? Where is the live stream of her? Where is my beautiful, gorgeous wife? I regret to inform you, Kyle, that we had to do away with video. I can only provide pictures. What? No video? No deal. I want my money back. I want my wife back. Kyle, it was in the contract. You want those options, don't you? It would really be unfortunate for you to miss out on those options. Options. Yes, I want those options. But why no video? By implementing these new options, we were fearful of people leaking the videos. No other company on the dark web has the new kind of options we do. This will be much better than your last experience with us. Once you click start on your screen, the timer will be initiated. You will receive a blurred out picture of your wife and will be able to see her present state. After that, we will provide some audio and brief photos along the way. Okay, fine. That is fine. Let's get started. I clicked start on the screen. There she was, blurred out in some areas, but that's her. So beautiful, so precious, so innocent. Rope binds her ankles and hands to a chair. It is a metal chair. Looks like it's bolted to the floor. Good. No possible chance of escape. God, is she pretty. I could hear her whimper in the distance, not knowing what was to come. Man, this is too good. What are my options? Damn it, what are my options? I can't wait any longer. This is what I live for. There they are, finally. An icon for options popped up. Let's see what they are. Wow, 5 options to choose from each round. Last time there were only 2. Number 1, rip off hair. That's too vanilla, doesn't do it for me. Number 2, cut off pinky finger. Now we are talking. Number 3, covered in bullet ants. the most painful ant bites in the world. I could go for that. Number 4, intermittent drowning. That's interesting. I wonder how that works. Last but not least, we have number 5, the stretch machine. Wonderful option. Used it before. If you don't time it right, you can stretch someone to death. Get it just right. You have the ultimate balance of pain and misery while keeping the subject alive. Let's go for the bullet ants. I selected the option. A tub of ants appeared on the screen. Next, I could hear the tub being poured onto my poor, beautiful wife. There were so many ants it sounded like sand coming out of a bucket. Absolutely brilliant. The screams that followed were glorious. There's something thrilling about using Mother Nature's creation on people. The screams intensified as more ants joined in on the stinging frenzy. Wait, what am I doing? That's my companion, my life partner, my true love, mother of both my kids. No, Kyle, stop, stop it. You need this, there's no other way. The bullet ants are doing what they do best, and it's so satisfying. Maybe I should hit the stop button. I don't want her to be unconscious for the best parts to come. I hit stop. The sound of water emanated from my computer speakers. The ants were being washed away. When one door closes, another one opens. Let's see what this next round has in store. My options this time are left arm amputation, tongue removal, eyeball extraction, head piercing, suction suffocation. So many options, so little time. Many I haven't heard of before. Tongue removal sounds unique. I haven't tried that one before. Might bring out better and more terrifying screams. I clicked on it. I could hear medical tools and equipment being prepared for the extraction. The anticipation has me on my toes. Footsteps approach her. A loud metallic clank rings out. Screams followed. Loud, horrific screams. Slightly different in tone this time. Kyle, what the hell are you doing to her? Kyle, I can't go through with this. No, I'm going to do this. That's what I was put here on Earth to do. Next options, please. The various methods populated my screen once again. Now things were getting spicy. We have acid drip, progressive electric shocks, tar and feather, waterboard extreme, and lastly, computer stimulation. Not sure what that last option is, but I already had my mind made up. Tar and feather is a timeless classic, and I can't resist the urge. I couldn't click on it faster. The molten tar filled a large bucket. The bucket was placed above my gorgeous lady. The sound of the rope hoisting it up was music to my ears. The bucket emptied, and I could hear the sound of burning flesh, the sweet searing sound of pain and agony. The screams echoed throughout my room. No orchestra could recreate these magnificent sounds. The dark, sticky tar enveloped her body. Now comes the feathers. She was covered head to toe in them. She looked more beautiful than any bird in nature. I marveled at my creation. My lover was now a different creation, a better creation. I need this. I need this for my collection. She needs to be remembered for how pretty she is, how pretty I made her. She was my blank canvas to paint on, and now I've created my masterpiece. I need to screenshot this for my records. Another trophy on the shelf, as they say. I click on my screen record software. No, I won't. I can't. I will get in trouble. That's what they say. If I get in trouble, I won't be able to do this anymore. But I need proof. I need her to live forever. Forever in my memory and in my collection. I clicked on the Snapchat function. No one would be the wiser. Or would they? My screen turned dark and transformed into what looked like a Skype call.
You know you can't take photos, Kyle. Everyone knows that. Damn it, Kyle. It says it right in every contract.
I didn't. I know, but I needed this. You know I needed this. You know I can't help myself.
I have no choice but to bring you in. You will relive every option you chose for your victims. You're dead, Kyle. D-E-A-D.
With that, the Skype call ended. I didn't know how much time I had. I was already getting itchy. The urge to take another victim was overwhelming me again. I would have to do it on my own now. I just hope I can get one last victim before I am caught by the company. For those of you who may be interested, I've started another podcast called Dr. SCP. It features interesting stories based on unique SCP entities described on the SCP Foundation database. You can find the link to the Dr. SCP podcast in the episode description. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to give you all a quick heads up regarding some upcoming political ads you may start hearing leading up to this year's presidential election. These ads do not represent my own political viewpoint. So if you hear a political ad play on the podcast and it's not in my own voice, then it has absolutely nothing to do with me personally as a podcaster. Thank you again for being a dedicated listener of mine, and I can't wait to have another amazing year with you guys. I'll see you in the next episode.